Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Herbs.
Welcome to Merryman Herbs. It's a better life show. Listen every Sunday, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on News Talk 1340 WSOY for the latest in holistic, natural, and alternative health information. Mike King will bring you up-to-date, scientifically-based health news and fun, interesting health tips, plus interviews with some of the leading doctors, scientists, and nutraceutical educators in the country. Stay on top of your health and start getting a better life. And now, here's Mike King. Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life Show. And today we have with us Robert Ryan. He is the president of QC Infusion. The brand is Queen City Hemp Oil. And yes, we're going to be talking about CBD, cannabinoid oil. You've got two first names, so I can call you Ryan or Robert. But Robert, tell us a little bit about your qualifications and so forth. I know you're the president of the company, but you've had a lot of education. Tell us about that, and then we'll start talking about all the cool things about CBD oil, because everybody, it's very popular. I think a lot of people are confused, and we're going to get everything squared away today. So Robert Ryan, who are you?
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Mike. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you know, I have a bachelor's degree in biology. I worked as a pharmacy technician for over 7 years, so I had a lot of experience in that world. Did a stint at P&G doing some Downy formulation. So
that's Procter & Gamble.
The R&D aspect.
Wow, you were at the big boys then.
Yeah,
cool.
And then I went to a flavor house on flavor producers and trained as a flavor chemist and worked on dispersion systems, so dispersing oil in water for a variety of different products.
So that's why you have some phenomenal vape products that we'll be talking about. Excellent. All right.
Yeah.
So you've had a lot of experience in the industry. You've got some expertise in chemistry and in flavoring. I know you have a lot of different flavors, but we're going to talk about the cannabinoid oil now. The first big question that I always get hit with is, okay, you know, what's the difference between medical marijuana, hemp oil? You know, there's even hemp milk, there's hemp rope. How are all these classified? I know that there are two species, the cannabis indicus and cannabis sativa, and they all came from one original species, but humankind has, over the millennia, been genetically manipulating it, I guess hybridizing it, or however you want to put it, and we now actually have two distinct species. So explain a little bit about the detail on that, what they do, and what we need to know.
So the biggest difference, and it depends on where you are, because in the United States, the only difference that the federal government sees between industrial hemp and marijuana is the THC content. So hemp is classified as anything 0.3% THC or under on the dry weight of the flower or any part of the plant. And anything above that is considered marijuana.
Okay, I got a joke here real quick. I got to interject. One of my friends has a health food store, and they are, of course, selling this, the hemp oil, the cannabinoid oil. And it's, I think what they were selling is, you know, it's just a very, it's below the, what did you say, 0.3%?
0.3%.
Okay. So, and a lot of these are like 0.1%. So that's like 0.001. Anyway, so they send it into a lab, a drug testing lab, and they got a call back and they're like, wow, dude, this stuff is no good. It has no THC in it. It didn't even, you know, level anything. It's not going to do anybody any good. So sorry, your stuff's no good. And they're like, well, no, we're selling this for, you know, a nutritional CBD oil, so that's all okay. But they were like all afraid they were going to really disappoint them and everything, you know, because there's not going to be any narcotic effect or anything. It's like, no, guys. So that was a good thing. So actually, I had one of my friends in the health food industry actually test a couple different brands just to see, you know, just to double check everything, which I think is awesome. So I know the brands, I know what's going on, I know the people, and, you know, I'm getting to know you really well. So this problem with the THC or the narcotic effect, you guys cannot sell anything that would even show up on a drug test, number one, or number two, I think you would probably, because it's an oil and it's usually infused in olive oil, I think you'd get sick if you ever tried to get high on it, if that's what you were trying to do.
Like, you'd have to take a ton of it. mm-hmm. to even test positive, or what it's called is a false positive.
Okay.
Because you just have to, one, you'd have to take a lot of it because it is trace in there. But so, I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, drinking a whole bottle a day, which I would never, never.
Well, you know, Robert, if you do that, you're going to get diarrhea. If getting that much
definitely.
Oil, because I've had people take like excessive amounts of flax or fish oil trying to get their cholesterol down, and their cholesterol got really low, but then they started getting, you know, loose stool and everything, all that fun stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know,
you definitely I was just going to say, you definitely want to take like the microdose approach to anything with it, mm-hmm. you know. Take as little as possible to get the beneficial effect.
Okay, that's another thing that I've been told is less is more, kind of like in homeopathy, you know, where you're really not getting anything, but you're getting the energy from it. Because we have these receptors, and a lot of times we're making it ourselves. We actually make the cannabidiol, I guess. Our body produces that. We have receptors for it, but we don't make enough. And then when we get a little extra in, it really fills all the niches. Is that correct? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, yeah. So we have this endocannabinoid system. It's present in most biological life, and we create our own cannabinoids. Anandamide is the one. It's called the bliss molecule, and it regulates our homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the functions in our body is regulated through this system. So like CBD and THC act on this system in different ways. CBD will modulate these receptors so that our own endocannabinoids can have a better effect.
Okay, endo means internal, or what we call endogenous, inside the system. Exogenous would be outside. So when you say endo, that's like, you know, our blood and our body and inside our body.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and THC will bind to the CB1 receptors, mm-hmm. which will give you that psychoactive effect. And what's interesting enough, CBD will actually counteract that psychoactive effect. So if you can, you know, it's all about finding that right dose of how much CBD do I need and how much THC do I need without getting that, you know, debilitating couch effect.
Right.
Essentially.
Right. So now we're talking about the CBD oil,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it does not have any THC in it. So you're talking a little bit more about what we would call medical marijuana, but this is like, I kind of deem it as nutritional CBD oil. It's a different animal, and it would be coming from what we generally would consider the cannabis sativa, and the cannabis indicus is more of the species where they're getting the medicinal. Is that correct?
Yeah, the indicas typically are referred to like a marijuana strains.
Okay.
And cannabis sativa, hemp is classified under those.
Okay. And they get really large. You were telling me the other day that I think they're, how tall do they grow?
So it depends on the varietal,
mm-hmm.
But industrial hemp typically will grow, you know, 12 to 16 feet tall.
Wow.
But it's mainly grown for its seed production. So in that varietal,
mm-hmm.
The plant can only grow seed, or it can grow resin. It doesn't
okay.
do both.
Oh, okay. And where are you looking for the oil, the resin, or what does your company look for?
So we use a grade of therapeutic hemp is what we call it.
Okay.
It classifies under the federal definition of under 0.3% THC,
okay.
but it has that high resin content and it doesn't produce seed. So then that's better starting material because you don't have to extract as much to make products with.
Right.
And so it's less chance for contaminants,
mm-hmm.
Which is important, especially with cannabis in general, because it is a bioaccumulator. So it's going to draw in toxins from the soil. It's going to draw in toxins from the air and whatever you spray on it.
Okay,
so
talking about that, you know, so it's important to make sure that, I think you were going to say organic. Where does all your hemp oil come from?
So we have farms in Colorado and Kentucky that we work with.
Okay.
And since it's through the Department of Agriculture, it has to be done organically. And if a farm pops positive for a pesticide or some kind of, you know,
herbicide, right,
food,
yeah,
they could lose their license. So it's really imperative that, you know, everything is done correctly.
Okay, so one of the things a consumer can look for would be the USDA seal, organic seal. Number one, that'll indicate to them that is legal, over-the-counter, nutritional hemp oil, not, you know, THC'd marijuana, and that it's very pure and basically government approved for food and nutritional use. It's I'm assuming It is a considered, and I think it says on the label, dietary supplement. Is that correct?
Yes. So all these products are marketed as dietary supplements. So and if it does have the USDA organic seal on it, that means it's been approved through a third party saying that, yes, this is organic.
Right.
They've inspected it. So definitely, if you can, look for that seal.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it does have that seal, that's a great indication.
Right. And I would tell all my customers to always look for that. Because if that seal isn't on there, like you said, because basically all of the species of cannabis, because of the way they are, they absorb a lot of different things from the environment. And you want to make sure that you're getting a plant that does not have anything in it. And just as a side note, if you're illegally buying marijuana, you are really running a great risk, and this has been known to the science for years, running a great risk of maybe getting some deadly toxin in your product. And that's why you should always, you know, first of all, you don't want to be breaking the law, but that's why you should always make sure that your source, be it medical marijuana or dietary supplement, nutritional CBD oil or hemp oil, that these two, you know, whatever you're using is coming from a good legal source, because you're going to run the risk of who knows getting what in your body. And that's what we're all focused on, is trying to make ourselves feel better. Now, you talked about type 1, type 2, and I think there's a type 3 receptors in the body. One, if I'm not mistaken, it's like receptor 1 is your brain and brainstem. Receptor 2 is what? Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, the second receptor site is just throughout the majority of the body. So
okay.
Organs, immune system, that's where those are primarily located.
Okay. And then there's a third receptor, and you started cussing at me and talking in Greek, I think, or whatever. I had somebody the other day. They
don't
like,
know where they come up with these names. It just seems like...
Well, it's just to make the scientists make everybody think that they're smart. And the doctors yeah. and the physicians and the PhDs. It's just so people will think we're smart. You know,
right.
We use all
I
these big words.
It, yeah.
Yeah. I had somebody the other day go, "Will you quit cussing at me?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry." Oh, anyway. So what is this third receptor? It's probably not that important. So we've got the one that's central nervous system, balancer, homeostasis, balancing, adaptogenic. And then we have the other one that you mentioned, the immune system and kind of the rest of the body. What is this third one? And I think it's kind of new. And there may be more, too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is a new science, which is
right.
really exciting. So it's like anytime something new comes out, it's like, ooh. You know, let me read about this and see what it's all about. So this other one is found in the brain,
mm-hmm.
and it modulates blood pressure and bone density. So it has potential there with CBD because if this is an overactive receptor, it can be associated with osteoporosis or even cancer cell proliferation. So CBD will act on this receptor and it'll block that signaling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how it can be this effective treatment. Again, it's, you know, it's all new, and it's just
right.
really exciting when these new studies come out, because it's like, oh, wow.
I know. It's the way with the whole industry, Robert. It's that way throughout the whole industry. It's so exciting. That's why I love what I do. Now, we are talking about your company and your oil today, which, again, is basically QC Infusion. You sell Queen City hemp oil, and I guess that's because from Cincinnati is the Queen City. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, now, I like your product, and the reason we're carrying your product, it's not because I like you or anything like that. I never do that, although I end up just loving my vendors and the manufacturers and all that, and I do think you're a great guy. So anyway, beyond that, though, your company makes it kind of unique. It's domestic, coming from the United States, but it's also what we really like. It's a holistic. Now, some companies are focused on just one compound, like the cannabidiol, or a specific compound. Yours is more of a holistic extraction, which I really like. And because it's holistic, you're getting a lot of different compounds. Now, I've heard that there's 80, and then I heard there's 500, and then I've saw some research, they think maybe up to 1,000 different nutritional or compounds or molecules, different molecules doing different things. The science really doesn't know yet. I think have identified 82, and you told me that they test for, what, 10 in your product for quality assurance and so forth?
Yeah, so the lab that we use, they are able to identify 10 different cannabinoids and quantitate them. In order to do that, you kind of have to have a standard of reference. So
mm-hmm.
they need they were able to isolate these compounds so that they can test against them to make sure, like, okay, how much is actually in there, and is this the correct compound?
Okay, so then that way you know that you're going to, on some of these compounds, they kind of know what they do, the affecting receptor 1, 2, or 3. So, you know, one may help with bone density, one may help with cancer, helping to reduce cancer, another one may help with mood. So that kind of lets your company know. And again, way back when, a lot of companies started standardizing for one specific ingredient or one or two to make sure that it was a quality product. Now you're actually standardizing and checking for 10. And I'm sure it may go up more beyond that. I know a lot of companies check for, with the like DART technology, the digital analysis real time, they will check for, you know, thousands or whatever's in there, and they can actually do a whole picture of what that may be. So I know everything is new with the CBD oil industry. People are really getting interested in it now. The thing that's really exciting about it is we have receptors for it. It's pure. You're selling a holistic form that's standardized, USDA organic. Is there anything else that makes your product stand out? Is it kosher? Tell us a little bit about your quality standards.
Oh, yeah. All our products are vegan and kosher.
Okay.
And we try to take a medical approach to it. So we're not going to be a company that makes, you know, high sugar content gummies or things like that.
Okay.
We're trying to, you know, incorporate this into your daily life in various forms that you feel comfortable with.
Okay, well, what are your delivery forms? Because I know you were in the flavor industry, and I remember seeing that you have like a raspberry flavor, and a lot of these are all natural.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that would, you know, there's a lot of benefits. I know some companies are using like a lemon flavoring, natural flavoring in there, and of course, the lemon in and of itself is a super antioxidant and kind of is a synergist with the high C content and so forth. So tell us a little bit about all the different delivery systems, and I'll chime in a little bit too, because I've been using some of this and I've been getting phenomenal results with it. So what are your different delivery systems? What different forms do you make this product in, and what are your flavors?
So we have tinctures, which are all peppermint flavored. And the reason for that is peppermint is helpful to break the membrane that's right under the tongue. And so that's going to deliver real quick to your
sublingual
bloodstream.
Right. So that peppermint's going to kind of drive that through, kind of like the DMSO and some of the other things people use to get substances into your body. So that's actually considered what a synergist or catalyst may be to get the hemp oil right into the blood system then, right?
Indeed. So then we also offer vape products, which are, we have five different flavors with that. We have our natural flavor, which is actually just the natural flavor from the extract. And we also have a blueberry, which, and all these flavors too, they're from the name fruit, and then they're boosted with other natural flavors.
Oh, okay.
But we use a lot of the flavors that you would find, a lot of the same compounds you would find actually occurring in cannabis varieties.
Uh-huh.
And so that kind of provides that helpful synergistic effect.
Oh, kind of like a wine. So you have a fruity wine, so you put the fruit with the, like a cherry wine or cherry note in the wine, so you're going to get an oil. And I'm seeing this now. I mean, I know in the medical industry for the medical marijuana, I mean, they have things that will take away pain, stimulate you, relax you. I mean, and they really are very effective for, you know, a small window of effect. So you're already well advanced with the regular hemp oil, the CBD oil. You're advancing there, kind of matching flavors with the base flavor or notes found in the oil. Is that right?
Yeah.
Indeed. Wow. How cool.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, and that's flavor chemistry. You know, you try to create an experience, but also try to just
make it enjoyable.
Make these enjoyable, make them so you'd want to use them every day. You know, what's wrong with enjoying the medicine you take every day?
Nothing. And that's a big thing. You know, we always are looking at compliance. So, and if you make it difficult or unpleasant, I mean, if this CBD oil stunk, like they used to call skunk weed or something. I mean, if it stunk, I don't think people would be as interested. Now, you also make a salve. And I've got a bum knee from an old hockey injury. And I think I was supposed to get a knee replacement 20 years ago, but I've been using alternatives. And I'm trying to get back to running, but my body's like, no, not yet. So anyway, I'm doing a lot of walking and moving around. In fact, I kind of pulled my, I think, cruciate ligament the other day. It's a little tender. Went to the massage therapist. He's like, oh, you pulled some ligaments. That's why your knee hurts. I'm like, oh, yeah, dude, right. Yeah, well, I'm pushing myself. So he's like, you shouldn't do that. And I'm like, well, that's how this old warriors are. We just push ourselves. So anyway, I noticed I rubbed the salve on my knee, and it seems to really have a great effect on that. I can't say it's a pain reliever, but I actually think it's kind of healing. And you mentioned that there's a receptor in your body to help with the bone density, and I'm really excited about that. I think there's more and more things coming out. Hey, I think we're going to run out of time pretty soon, and I really want to get to some other things. Now, we got the delivery, so you've got the oils that you can put under the tongue. You've got the vape system, and I'm kind of wondering if it, you know, I don't know, we'll learn, but I'm thinking the way that is, it may be beneficial for your lungs. We can't make any claims yet, but I would think that, and I've tried it. I usually do under the little squirt under my tongue or dropper under my tongue, and that's what I prefer, but the salve is also phenomenal, but I also wonder if it would, because it does have some benefits for your overall circulation and your body, your blood, and your lungs, and I'm wondering if vaping it would actually be beneficial versus smoking. You know, of course, you would never do that with what you're selling, because you're actually selling the hemp oil compound with all the medicinal properties, and yours is a holistic, again, holistic. It's got all the wonderful healing compounds. I really like that. But the thing that we're looking at now, again, I have people come in and, well, I want a 20 milligram dose. And I looked that up the other day. I could get it for somebody, but they're going to be paying like $300 for a little bottle of it. This stuff is expensive. It's not inexpensive, though we've probably got one of the best prices, and you're giving us a lot of good pricing. We're carrying that onto the customers. But explain a little bit about dosage. I have heard that less is better, unless you have like MS or Parkinson's, where you might need a high dose, but actually a small amount gives you a greater benefit than trying to take a larger amount. So explain the milligrams per bottle, milligrams per ounce of actually the active compound, and then the olive oil that you put it into. Explain that, please, for me, Robert.
So the best approach, and what we tell our customers, is, you know, the microdose approach. So you start low, and you kind of build up the level that's going to be effective for you.
Okay.
And that can be anywhere from a few drops a day to, you know, a couple dropper folds a day.
Okay.
And it's going to depend on your metabolism. It's going to depend on your individual body chemistry and what exactly you're taking it for.
Everybody's different. Right.
So, yeah. So what we typically see is, you know, if you're taking it for anxiety or depression, you're not going to need a very large dose. Mm-hmm. And taking that microdose approach, you may only need a few drops a day.
Okay.
And with pain, like the pain disorders, that's mm-hmm. typically where you're going to find you're going to need probably a little more.
Okay.
But again, everyone's different. Like, I have people that tell me, like, they only need a couple drops to manage their pain. And that's
right.
Fantastic, because you can extend that out to, you know, a month or two supply.
And save a lot of money.
And save money.
Yeah.
You said that you hit it on the nail there. It's really expensive. This is one of the most expensive ingredients I've ever had to work with.
Yeah, by weight. Yeah, by weight and volume, it sure is. Now, I know, too, that for me, I didn't really notice when I initially took it. Now, when I did vape it, you gave me a sample. You were demoing it out at Merry Man. And it's kind of funny. Merry Man Herbs is selling CBD oil, you know, the hemp oil. Yeah. So anyway, we were sampling it, and I kind of got I would say maybe like I'd taken a vitamin or had a quarter cup of coffee. It was a little stimulatory. It made me feel really good, made me feel a little more alert. Now, when I do the squirt under my tongue, I kind of notice it the next day. I have more energy, definitely uplifts my mood. And I think one of the big things, and we haven't even had a chance to get into what all this can do, but one of the big things that this CBD oil benefits is it's really very, very good for calming. You talked about bliss, but it's anti-anxiety. And it also, and I know you kind of mentioned it earlier, it actually has maybe an anti-effect as far as kind of against or anti-anxiety, and also without the psychoactive effects, and it kind of can help with that. So it's very, very good for things like anxiety, schizophrenia. And again, you would always want to talk to your doctor about this, but super antioxidant. I know it's got a lot of things for like epilepsy, seizures, MS, nausea, vomiting, injury. You know, we talked about bone density, lungs, circulation. I think the list goes on and on and on. Is there anything else you could add to that I haven't added?
I think one of the biggest things we promote is that it's an anti-inflammatory.
And oh, yeah.
There's a lot of disease that stems from inflammation. So controlling that and managing that is one of the most beneficial ways you can do for your health.
Okay, so we're really looking at a product here that's anti-anxiety, which is stress. So bottom line, it's great for your stress and bringing down that inflammation, which of course would help to uplift your mood and help to prevent a lot of the big, what I call the big three, the arthritis or autoimmune, the heart disease, and the cancer, because it's going to keep all of that at bay. You know, this is just very, very exciting to me. You know, again, there's so many things that we could talk about here. You know, I kind of get to a point where it's like, you know, we don't have enough time to talk about everything on it. But this product is basically what we would call adaptogenic tonic. For some people, if you do vape it, you would get, you know, a quicker stimulatory response. It definitely uplifts your mood. It helps to take away pain. It's an anti-inflammatory. And overall, it's extremely beneficial. And it's not real expensive. Don't get scared from that because it has a lot of benefits. So anyway, we love your product there, Robert. Thank you for all the great information. And I think we've just about run out of time. Is there anything quickly you would like to add?
No, I think we've covered a good portion here. We'll have to have me back on the show and we can talk a little bit more.
Okay. What would you like to talk about?
We could talk about different extraction methods or, you know, different kind of delivery systems that, you know, we have coming down the line.
Awesome. Yeah, the new products and then, of course, more uses. I mean, there's more uses for this coming out every day. Well, wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to speaking with you again, and we will be visiting, and hopefully everybody can visit the Merry Man Herbs Better Life Show. I'd like to give a little shout out to one of my listeners. He came in the store the other day and said he listens to almost every single show that we have here on Merry Man Herbs Better Life. Chris Scales, hello there, buddy. How are you doing? He let me know that he was one of the installers of the new lights at Tate & Lyle, which are just absolutely beautiful. And if you have any more questions about that, you can give him a call at 877-5622. Chris, thanks for being a wonderful listener, and I really appreciate all of your interest. Merryman Herbs, 1405 Merryman Lane, Decatur, Illinois. Give us a call at 217-429-1555. Listen to Merryman Herbs, It's a Better Life Show. Tune in on every Sunday, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on News Talk 1340, WSOY, for the latest in holistic, natural, and alternative health information. Mike King will bring you up-to-date, scientifically-based health news and fun, interesting health tips, plus interviews with some of the leading doctors, scientists, and educators in the country. Stay on top of your health and start getting a better life.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Herbs.
The preceding information was not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
And you know, there's nothing like a good laugh. There's nothing more uplifting and actually more healthier than having a good laugh every now and then.
Merryman Herbs, 1405 Merryman Lane, Decatur, Illinois. Give us a call at 217-429-1555.